in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, you know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Oh, man, so happy to be with you on this beautiful, beautiful Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Great stuff for you tonight. The voice of the Browns joins us, Jimmy Donovan, the one and only. We got him in here. We're going to talk about, he was on hand for the mini camp practice today here in Berea. Watched it with Jim and many others in the media. Second of the three mini camp workouts. Tomorrow it ends, and then one more week to go of OTAs. But we get kind of our progress, our progress line we will share with you. And Brandon Jackson, a name that you heard about a year ago joining this football team from the Green Bay Packers as a free agent, was supposed to be the guy who would lend a good receiver to the receiving talent, I guess, to the running game, a receiver to the offense, and was impressive, very impressive in preseason, especially in practice. If you watched him day-to-day in camp, good-looking player, showed a lot. And then he was gone. And then all of a sudden, it was over. A toe injury, and we didn't see Brandon Jackson for the rest of the season. Well, we catch up with him. Jameer Howerton sits down with Brandon and gets his thoughts, reflecting back on that injury that he suffered and reflecting ahead, if you will, or looking ahead. I guess you don't reflect ahead. He looks ahead to what his role is going to be on this football team. And I think he's going to have a pretty good one based on what you see of his running ability. Yes, Trent Richardson is the guy. And yes, Trent Richardson will get the lion's share of carries and be on the field a whole bunch. So from that standpoint, every other back is every other back for the Browns. But I think this guy, Brandon Jackson, separates himself from the others. At least he has so far. Much more to go with contact workouts and training camp and preseason games. And yeah, he's got to get through it healthy. But you really like, or I like, what we've seen so far from him. And I like the questions that you send to this show. We're going to have answer a lot of those tonight as well via the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. Voicemail, we get those too. 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, or locally 440-824-6134. And we have, and this guy is going to ask the question that pretty much here on a regular basis. Let's hear it now.
Hey, I want to know which quarterback will start, Brandon Weeden or Colt McCoy.
All right, Brandon or Colt? I think it's Brandon. I know it's the team's intention to be Brandon. I think by all accounts through these off-season workouts, it has been Brandon. Now, Pat Shurmur cautions us not to read too much into, not to read anything into who's taking snaps when, but of course we all do that. And Weeden and McCoy, you know, getting different turns with the starting offense, and Shurmur making the point that you want the quarterbacks working with different groups of receivers and have those receivers rotate through with each guy. But the fact of the matter is, Weeden has the presence, or so it seems, of the starter, even though he was asked yesterday about that when he talked about it and said he didn't, you know, necessarily see himself yet as the guy, because it's still early and still has a lot that he's learning, and he is learning, and he's making some mistakes. He's learning from those. But here's the thing with the position, and Pat Shurmur knows this, about the timing for getting the starter named. He was asked about that today.
I think you name the starter sooner than later. Ideally, we'd have a starter now.
Right.
You know, and that's, you know, teams that are going into this offseason with a starter, you know, they have, that's the most ideal situation. And, but when you have new players that you really like, that's why you picked them, you just need to see them come in and do it before that you make that move.
And I totally agree with the head coach here. It's an advantage if you know who your guy is now and you have that set. Does he know? I mean, does he really know deep down and he's just not saying? That's possible. But I'll take him at his word that until he announces who the starter is, no starter has been announced. And he's going about this as a competitive thing. But you do, I don't know if the word is handicap yourself, you certainly make it a little harder on your team as a whole when you're in June. You've got one more week of off-season workouts to go, and you're going to not, you know, you're going to have this thing up in the air. You're going to have some doubt. I don't know that the players, that the other players on the team, I've always felt about starting quarterbacks, they're the ones that need to know who's leading the team. They're the ones that need to know who's in charge of the offense and under center. And leaving that in doubt is risky business because it can create some divisiveness. It can cause guys to just kind of look around and maybe choose in their own mind who they think it should be and then detach themselves a little bit from whoever the coach names as the guy. And maybe there's some disagreement there. But I don't think that's happening with the Browns because two reasons. I think, one, the players can see for themselves who is consistently doing the best work on the field. Through today, From the start of rookie minicamp, but let's count from the beginning of the OTAs when veterans and rookies have worked together, that has been Brandon Whedon. No one's arguing about that. No one's questioning that. Who's watched practices as I have, as others have on a regular basis. The ones that have been, by the way, open to watch. Not all the OTA practices have been open to the media, but this week's minicamp practices, all 3 days of them, are open to the press. So those who've been watching, and everybody watched through rookie minicamp to make their judgments, can see how much better he throws the ball than everyone else. And on that basis, you would guess that the coaches see and know the same thing and are going to arrive at that conclusion. Could they arrive at it by the end of OTAs and say he's the guy? Yeah, they could. And say that going into training camp, he'll be the guy. I don't know that that will be Pat Shurmur's strategy. I don't know if he wants to leave everyone with that, you know, that thought or that understanding by the end of next week. But we'll see. Or it may just be a case where he still leaves it open-ended and then wants training camp to unfold where there is contact, where there's a different tempo and pace to then go about deciding. So we'll see how that works from there. Andrew, via Facebook, he says, "Hey, Vic, is there a legitimate competition between Brad Smelly and Owen Marisic? Also, Smelly has been taking reps at tight end. Go Browns." I don't know if there's a real, true fullback competition because the fullback in this offense is not the thumper. It's not the classic fullback role. He definitely is a guy who is really more like a hybrid H-back player. He's more of a guy who's catching the football than he is knocking people down. I think with Brad Smelly, I see a player who is much more receiver-oriented than blocking-oriented. I think Marisic has more of the blocking skill set that he could bring to it, which is why I would say the competition word to apply to that fullback spot I'm using loosely. Because I think they're both kind of guys that would go about their business as when they're, if you want a commonality, if you want a common ground, it's as receivers. More, tight end type receivers versus fullbacks. Okay? All right, we've got much more coming up. Going to sit down with Jimmy Donovan, the voice of the Browns. Going to talk about what we've seen in these OTAs and this week, this mini camp workout that we watched today. Right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, and you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Naval Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Friday, June 22nd from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., Southeast Harley-Davidson presents the 23rd annual Ferrari Night Car and Motorcycle Show. Raffle tickets are available now to win a 2012 Harley-Davidson Switchback motorcycle with proceeds going to the Ghost Riders Foundation. Enjoy live music from Nashville recording artist Tony Rio and Cleveland artist the Chauncey Shivas Band and a motorcycle stunt show from the Contraband team. Be a part of the fun on Friday, June 22nd at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
The world of an athlete can be filled with skin problems. Football players are exposed almost every day to the hot sun, chafing winds, frigid temperatures, dry air, and other elements, all of which dry and damage their lips and skin. They can help protect their lips and skin just by smoothing on a little Carmex lip balm and healing lotion. Use Carmex products today to moisturize, protect, and heal. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
You'll find everything you need.
Did you know that a clean engine helps improve fuel economy? Did you know that reduced engine deposits help improve fuel economy? Cleaner intake valves? That helps improve fuel economy, too. That's why all Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically formulated to help clean intake valves and vital engine parts. To help your engine run cleaner, smoother, produce less emissions, and get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelprogress.com. Exxon and Mobil. Gasoline that works smarter for you. Think clean.
This is Jim Swayze. Now, I've been thinking about three words lately, Father's Day gifts. And when I think about shopping for my dad, these three words go right along with them. Half-Price Books. Yep, if your dad's like mine, he's probably into all kinds of things. And that's when Half-Price Books really rises to the occasion. New and used books about darn near everything. Heck, last year I gave him a Lamborghini. He's always wanted one. It was about yay big, had the complete history of that bad boy, and tons of photos. At Half-Price, I gave him the world's finest golf courses and the Old West too. My dad's always been a man of his words, and as I grew, so did my passion for reading. When almost everything is half price or less, you can give your dad the world, showing you're that thoughtful, generous, thrifty person he knows you are. Half Price Books, real books, real treasures, and really special Father's Day gifts in North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Mentor, and Rocky River. Find out more at hpb.com.
Medina is Razor Central.
It's the Polaris and Victory All-American Summer Super Sale.
And it's only happening at Razor Central.
State 8 of Medina. This Saturday, June 9th, is one huge day of outrageous sale prices on our huge selection of new Polaris ATVs, UTVs, and Victory motorcycles. We'll have everything on sale from wall to wall. It's your chance to cash in before summer kicks in at State 8 Medina. You'll never see better pricing and more selection in one single place.
We have the Polaris ATV you're looking for in stock right now.
Plus an awesome selection of Razor and Razor side-by-side size and gleaming new Victory motorcycles, too. Bring your trade in. And while supplies last, you'll get a free 3x5 American flag just for stopping by. No purchase necessary. We'll have parts and accessory pricing you have to see to believe, too. This is the All-American Polaris and Victory one-day sale you simply can't afford to miss.
This Saturday, June 9th.
Doors open at 10 a.m. Only at State 8 on Route 18 in Medina. Go to state8.com for directions today.
Back with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Very happy to have with us right now Jim Donovan, voice of the Browns, watching some practice today. Jim,
I like what I see, Vic.
Yeah, what do you like the most? What jumps out at you?
I tell you what, I just think, you know, in this kind of minicamp with no pads or anything like that, so it's hard to really see the running game, and it's certainly hard to see any line play. But I like what I see in the passing game. I really enjoy watching Brandon Whedon throw the football. It's remarkable how it jumps out at you, how quickly the ball gets there, the velocity that it gets there, and the location of where it gets there to a receiver. Out in front, on their hands, in a workable position. Nobody seems to be reaching.
Yeah, that's the thing. He seems to put, like you say, a catchable ball there, but also it seems like the receivers, the veterans that he didn't work with from the very beginning during that mini camp, the rookie mini camp, are becoming more comfortable with him. They seem to be running routes with the idea now of knowing what kind of ball is coming their way.
Yeah, absolutely, and they enjoy it.
Yeah.
I mean, had a chance to talk to Mohamed Massaqua and really any of the guys that have been there, been here in the past, and what they see, and naturally they see what everyone is going to see when the practices are open up to the public in July and training camp opens up. They're going to see the power in the arm, but it's also the location of where they're getting the ball, which is so important to them, and specifically in this offense, which is a run, catch, and go.
Yeah.
Yards after the catch becomes very important to them. So the timing of where they're getting the ball allows them to hit it in stride and go. And I think they like what they see so far. And they love the fact that he's come into camp the right way. And, yeah, they notice that he's a little bit grown up.
No doubt. And, Jim, they all, after a certain point, kind of look the same. The workouts, they call this one a mini camp. It's mandatory. I guess that's the only thing that really separates it from the other ones. But, in general, You want to see a progress line with whatever they're doing out there, and it does look organized. It does look sharper. We see mistakes, and we see some drop passes, and we see a few things here and there that sort of make you say, okay, that's, you don't want to see as much of that. But overall, the tempo seems to move pretty quickly and efficiently, and it looks like a football team continuing to come together.
Absolutely, and I think, on the other side of we see so much passing, and Evan Moore made a good point to me. He said, you know, really a lot of teams call this a passing camp because that's what you really see. You see the passing game here in this mini camp. And you see it on the other side, too. I mean, I see some interesting play over there on the defensive backfield.
Yeah.
Some guys really coming up and making plays. And Eric Hague, who I know is being mentioned as a possibility to win a starting safety job. And I can see why. I saw it at the end of last year
when
he was getting into games more and more and playing. But I definitely see it now. It's interesting to see that jump when a guy comes into his second year off his first year, physically and confidence-wise.
He looks so much more confident.
Yeah.
He looks like he's putting himself in the right place. I mean, certainly the coaching helps, having a good scheme by Dick Duran, having good guidance from Tim Houck in the secondary. But overall, Eric Hague seems like a guy who gets it and believes that he is the guy. When he's out there performing, he's performing like a guy who has no intention of losing that starting battle against Usama Young, who has some years on him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think on that side, too, Usama Young has to recognize, and I'm sure he will, that he's going to have a battle on his hands once this thing really gets going. And for them, it's gotten going. But once they get the pads on defensively, and especially at that position, do you want to tackle?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to be in that right spot, break a play up, pick a ball off over the middle? Something that was missing with that secondary last year. They weren't a high interception group.
Right.
They didn't get their hands on the ball. Now, you know, Joe Hayden went through the season with his hands on a lot of balls, but he wasn't able to hold on to them, which I'm sure will change because he did it in his rookie year. But you want to be able to get those plays, and the guys that make the plays are going to be the guys that are going to be out on the field more. And it's good to see T.J. Ward back out on the field, because it's been a while.
That's been a difference, too. And, you know, you mentioned T.J. because watching him not only play and perform well, but the encouragement he gives to the younger guys, talking to like Trevin Wade and other players who need to hear, even though he's not the grizzled veteran, going into only year three and having missed half of his second season in the league, there's a presence that he brings.
Yeah. You know, Vic, I noticed, too, is it is so interesting to watch what they're going through right now and reflect back to June of last year, and there was none of this.
Yep,
there were no mini camps. There were no OTAs. There was nothing. And for a young team like the Browns, imagine having to come into that season. Imagine what Pat Shurmur was faced with and his staff to come in July, late July, and get them up and running right away with none of this to build on.
No, not at all. We're visiting with Jimmy Donovan, the voice of the Browns, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The quarterback competition is going to be something that will be talked about probably even after Pat Shurmur officially announces the starter, because that came up today with reporters talking with Pat Shurmur after the walkthrough this morning. And the topic was, you know, the timing of the announcement. He says he wants it to be sooner. He wants to remove, it's always better to have that known. And obviously on the teams that already have established starters, he says, hey, they're in better shape than those that don't. But I just wonder from the Browns' standpoint, if you're operating, how delicate a balance it might be to operate without the, quote, officially designated guy, even though all of us look at it and say it is going to be Brandon Whedon's job. It's just a matter of time before it becomes official.
Yeah, because the thing you have to start doing then is, once again, when we get into those practices in training camp, you start watching reps.
Yeah.
Who's getting the reps? Now, Brandon Whedon is going to need reps, and whoever the starter would be, but let's go along the storyline that he will be the starter. He's going to need those reps. It's crowded there right now. Right now you've got four guys back there, you know,
sure,
because Thaddeus Lewis is here with McCoy and with Seneca Wallace and with Whedon. And then you get into those preseason games. And I remember a couple of times when the Browns threw some preseasons in the past, their starting quarterback never got the designation that he was the starting quarterback until
right,
week three of the preseason. And then they just didn't get enough work. I remember Jeff Garcia came here,
yeah,
and went into the opening game and said, I'm really concerned because I didn't get a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Charlie Fry got a lot of playing time in the preseason. Brady Quinn got a lot of playing
right,
time. And Derek Anderson and all those guys were slugging it out, too. So you really, if you're going to commit to a guy, and I know they want to, watch how many reps that guy gets, because if he's your starter, you want him to get as many as he can.
And then when you do it, when you do have three other quarterbacks in camp, and somewhere along the line, you're going to have to define who your number two
sure
is, and maybe that number two is going to be, say, Colt McCoy. How is he responding to things? You do need him to, I guess, get a certain amount of work to determine that. Really facing the adversity for the first time
sure
in his football life of having a challenger there for that starting spot.
You know, absolutely. And then, you know, you put into play Seneca Wallace and the years that he's put in, his
yeah
knowledge of the offense, his comfort factor with the role of being a backup quarterback. I mean, he knows it. He knows what's expected of him. And so, yeah, it's very interesting. It will be interesting to see, is the battle really for the number one job, or is it for the number two job?
Yeah.
And who's in play there at number two?
Right.
That will be a very interesting story.
And are they all already on the roster, or is
sure
is a guy going to emerge from somewhere else? I you know, I have no clue. I mean, I can't sit here and confidently say the plan is to find it from among this group, because we know that can change.
Right.
In a heartbeat. Jimmy, looking at the running back position, we're talking about, again, distribution of snaps or work. That's another spot that I think is tricky, not because of Trent Richardson as a starter, but the role playing that we want to see from these other backs. Brandon Jackson has really stood out to me with the explosiveness, not only as a guy that was designated as the good receiver out of the backfield, he looks like a guy who, getting some carries, could make a strong contribution.
Well, he is going to be a great friend to whoever the quarterback is underneath center for the Browns, because he can do a lot of things, like you said. I think we all had him targeted as this guy that would come in on third down, go out in the flat, you get it to him, or maybe we become a better screen team, and you get it to him over on the left or the right, and he
right
explodes and goes. But you're right. I mean, he's got a little giddy-up when he can come out of a regular running formation, too. Hardesty is really, you know, on the firing line right
yeah
now. Can you stay healthy, and what can you do for us? Because we know, I think, what Obanaya can do, and we know the loyalty that Pat Shurmur has to Chris Obanaya. And he's a workmanlike back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he can give you. And then, of course, you've got the prodigal son at number one, who really is a guy that can stay on the field, Vic, don't you think?
I think Richardson can do
a lot of things.
I think it's going to be hard to get him off the field
right?
Because he's going to see himself as the guy. It's not about talk. It's what he can do as a runner, what he can do as a blocker, what he can do as a receiver. But you brought up Hardesty, and he's showing up now on, like, kick coverage.
Right.
You would think when you're at that point, you were a guy at one point who was deemed and designated as the starter in 2010,
right.
And now you're finding yourself a couple of years later covering kicks in minicamp. I don't know if that's now the definition of where his career might be headed or his time with the Browns is headed. And I think the second point to bring up on that is, you know, what does this team do about just about figuring out a rotation or rest for Trent, because as much as it's going to be hard to get him off the field, you don't want to burn him out.
No, absolutely. And, you know, I had a long talk with him last week, and the thing I loved about Richardson, he said, and he wanted to make this known, and man, do I love the block. I mean, and he, yeah. You know, and so it goes to that point that he does not want to come off the field.
No.
I mean, he wants to stay on the field. But you're right. You don't want to burn him out, and you want to have him ready. And there's a delicate balance there. How do you get him ready for the NFL regular season? Because he is definitely your guy. The Hardesty issue is very interesting because you're talking about a guy that for 2 years, the previous 2 years, was delicately handled because he was fragile and because he had a history of injury.
Right.
And so this is a guy that really was handled very, very delicately and with a lot of care so that you would possibly have him ready
sure.
by the start of regular season. And right now he's got to go in there and he's got to earn his supper. And he might have to earn it on kick coverage. And this has got to be totally new to him. And I don't think it's beneath him because I don't think he's that kind of kid.
Oh, no, no. Attitude-wise,
right.
I think he handles
sure.
it. But the question is...
Reality-wise,
what's
it's
the
tough,
reality?
Yeah.
And another interesting thing that Pat Shurmur said today, just to note, he said he called third down back a media term. He says, we don't talk about third down backs. He goes, what does that mean? Every time a guy's on the field, we are absolutely throwing the football to
right.
a back?
Yeah.
Because, you know, he says the option is to do something else. You want to keep the other team kind of guessing a little bit defensively. So I like that, and that was said in reference to a Brandon Jackson, because I think his role could be bigger than quote third down.
Well, and I think he wants it to be, and that will be interesting. That will be a fascinating position group to watch, I
yeah.
think, as it unfolds in training camp. And if the herd is going to be thinned at some point, and
yeah.
you know what? You got to always protect yourself, though, if you get somebody dinged. And invariably, you know, this team certainly has had a history of that. But, you know, that's going to be a fascinating group to watch.
It's going to be something. Jimmy, great stuff. Love it. And we'll catch up soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Vic.
He is the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, joining us right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease a fuel-efficient Focus or Fusion for only $169 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to place your steak and lube.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and Lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cop, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get to place your steak and lube.
Browns fans unite. Flexible three-game ticket plans start at just $99. Choose three great Browns games at a significant savings over single-game prices. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today 216-444-CARE or visit clevelandclinic.org.
It's time to move toward a different kind of communications company. We're CenturyLink, and we're committed to help with reliable technology, personal service, and 24/7 tech support for your home and 24/7 network reliability monitoring for your business. And we'll continue to free you from hassles with real choice and flexibility and a price lock guarantee. Focus on what matters to you and get the most from your technology. Find out more about our honest and fair communication solutions at CenturyLink.com. CenturyLink, your link to what's next.
Did you know that a clean engine helps improve fuel economy? Did you know that reduced engine deposits help improve fuel economy? Cleaner intake valves? That helps improve fuel economy, too. That's why all Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically formulated to help clean intake valves and vital engine parts. To help your engine run cleaner, smoother, produce less emissions, and get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelprogress.com. Exxon and Mobil. Gasoline that works smarter for you. Think clean.
What if it never happened? What if he was never here?
Now the fans chanting, Tolmie, Tolmie.
Or here?
A home plate celebration! Tolmie to get Bob!
Or here?
Jim Tolmie back with the Indians.
What if Kenny never ran?
And Austin, he is running wild on the bases today.
Or jumped?
Kenny Austin took a home run away.
Or took a swing?
Oh, did Austin hit a bullet?
What if he didn't come home?
He was not only the Indians' field leader behind the plate, the emotional leader as well.
And home again.
Six-time All-Star, Sandy Alomar Jr.
What if 455 was just a number?
They're on their feet at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario, a sold-out Progressive Field.
And this?
A walk-off grand slam!
Was just...
For Carlos Santana! The magic is back!
The beginning.
Who knows what might happen?
Cleveland Indians. What if?
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that our award-winning customer service is so good we have an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau. So call Alarm Force today and get a home alarm system with no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring. And know that every Alarm Force system is backed by the best customer service in the industry.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force!
Ohio's best choice for home security. It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Back with you, and as the guy with the great voice just said, Scotty Graham, our good buddy from NFL Films, this is where we answer your questions, and this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, where you ask and I answer, or you comment and I share. Gene from Facebook, Vic, is there any early indication that our offense might be more creative and more prolific? I think these. I it would be a reach to tell you that anything that looked dynamic in off-season workouts, these non-contact things that are going on, indicated something great and explosive and creative and prolific. It would be a reach for me to do that. Even if I saw many long completions, and there have been a fair share of good long, you know, those ooh-ah completions that you see in a camp practice or whatever, or you could see in a game. But this is just that. So let's keep it all in perspective. But I will tell you this, as far as creativity and talking about what types of plays are being used, you know, there. I mean, I'm not going to get into some specifics about that at all, but I could tell you that I like just the collaboration of thinking between Pat Shurmur, Brad Childress, the new offensive coordinator, and seeing the two of them orchestrate what looks like a well-organized type of outfit, machinery, if you will, out there. And knowing, too, that a lot of hours are spent, on the practice field, coaches are barking whatever they bark to the various, to the position groups, and then together, you know, working, pointing things out after plays. But the way this particular staff works is when things need to be fixed, they're sitting in the film room and doing it there. That's where they go over thoroughly and handle their business, okay, in the film room, with players. Obviously, and do the teaching part there. There's a lot of teaching going on. I'm encouraged by that. I think that can lead to the prolific point you're talking about because people know what they're doing. And this is such a stark contrast, as talking about with Jim Donovan and others who've been on the show, such a stark contrast from what we had last year. There was zero. There was nothing a year ago as far as this type of work. And this is necessary, and I think even more so with... Most schemes are complex in one way or another. This one in particular, there's a higher, I think, learning, a higher degree of learning that goes into it. And I think this team looks like it's going about the process methodically of teaching it. So from that standpoint, yes, I think they could be more prolific. And as far as creativity goes, I do see some things that I like in the passing game. Routes, certain routes that are being run. I like the quickness, the explosiveness that comes about. I'm not going to get more specific than that because, again, these are that I'm just not that's the part that the public will see when you get to see the practices that are open to the public in training camp. You'll see what I'm talking about as far as how some of these quicker plays come together. And again, who's throwing the football? Quick release of Brandon Whedon, and in some cases you see Colt McCoy, Seneca Wallace running the same types of plays and how they happen. And I'm not saying they're only Whedon plays; they happen with others. Aaron via Facebook talks about the Green Bay Packers. They run a 3-4, and they have 6 or 7 defensive linemen on their roster every year. You need fresh guys to sub in to continue to stop the run or rush the pass. I love the two picks in John Hughes and Billy Winn, Aaron says. And with Jabal Sheard and Ruben and Bernard and the additions of Parker and Rucker, the only downside is the injury to Phil. So his general commentary, I'm with you on this too. Taking Phil Taylor out of this equation is a big, big subtraction, no doubt. Not just literally big because of his girth, but I mean, just it takes some significant talent from this group. And the sooner he gets back, the better. But in the meantime, and Pat Shurmur talked about this today, in the meantime, he has what he feels are legitimate people fighting to step into the role on a regular basis next to Ataba Rubin at that tackle spot, and that's John Hughes. And I think Billy Winn for his part. I think John Hughes first and foremost because he's more of the physical prototype of the large Phil Taylor, or the larger, bulkier, space eater kind of guy. And Wynn's no small guy either, but I think Wynn brings maybe that different that athleticism to it as well. And then he makes references to Jaquay Parker, to Frosty Rucker, and what they can be as pass rushers. And I agree. I think coming off the, you see this in practice. They look like they're bringing a decent amount of heat, and you do see some offensive plays. I noticed it more today on the field where pass rush and the penetration and collapse of pocket at times seem to be showing some effectiveness from the defensive side, for sure. I think the offensive line was holding its own in a lot of drills, but what a challenge it is to go up against this defensive group, my God, every day. Jim from Facebook, having Bernard come off the corner rushing the passer with Sheard on the outside, on the other side, sounds like a plan. I hope he stays healthy and smart. And again, Marcus Bernard, I mean, having him healthy and in the mix, it can only be a good thing. And to the earlier point that was made by Aaron, the rotation, the fresh bodies, the fresh legs. Yeah, all of that, and mentally fresh too, I think is key. What else do we got here? Michael from Facebook. I'm sure on this one because this is the skeptic. There's a few of you out there. He says, prove to me that the Browns can at least play, quote, watchable games first before I even begin to think about investing in tickets. Well, Michael, I guess the best way to sell you on that is to, you know, have you show up at camp and watch, I guess. You know, you want to see more of a sure thing or preseason games. I don't know what it's going to take to convince you to get in, you know, to be part of it. I think there's a better football team here. I'm not trying to sell you, by the way. And tickets aside, I don't watchability to me is, I mean, the tickets matter from my standpoint, but I'm going to put that aside. Let's talk about watchability because you can watch these games on television as well. And I'm going to say to you that I see a team that is, with the infusion of new talent, the coaching that's here, the general tone and tenor of what I see on the practice field day in and day out, looks like it could very easily be more watchable than it was a year ago. And by the way, the word watchable, I think it's just winnable. You win. And if you win, I don't know if you're talking about, you know, more exciting stuff or not. To me, winning is exciting. I don't care how you do it. But let's assume here that the team's biggest step toward winning is what it's focused on, and that's making for a better and more productive offense, an offense that does get into the end zone and, you know, actually gets in the end zone, actually scores touchdowns. Pat Shurmur talked about that today, about fade routes from receivers. If there was, and it was, there was the chicken and egg discussion. He was asked about whether it was about the better quarterback play or the better receiver play that would result in more of these red zone types of catches that we didn't see enough of from the team. And, you know, he gave the safe answer in saying it's both, but then he threw in the little, you know, having the, you know, it all starts with the quarterback. Of course it starts with the quarterback, yes, and I agree. And better quarterback play there in terms of accuracy and touch and all the things that a quarterback can do to make the ball catchable then can lead to watchable. All right, we've got much more coming up for you. A conversation with Brandon Jackson, running back for the Browns. Jameer Howerton's going to sit down with him as you continue to stay with us. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
To swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farmer Heights, Vermilion, home.
White Knights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out the Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price. Just 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Only at Circle K.
At Biljack, we know your dog is an important member of your family. Since 1947, we've been committed to providing only the highest quality nutrition and the absolute best-tasting dog food. Biljack is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns, the biggest dogs in town. And like the Browns, Biljack is a hometown favorite made right here in Medina, Ohio. So pick up a bag of Biljack frozen dog food today. Biljack will make a visible difference in your dog's appearance, and your dog will love the taste, guaranteed. Available at your local Discount Drug Mart.
I'm a global force because I have connections.
I get deals done because I have connections.
I'm a profit-making, sales-generating, economy-shaping machine because I have connections.
In business, every connection matters. Connect with Cox Business and power your business with reliable connections through Cox Voice, Data, and TV Solutions. And take advantage of our special offer. Get voice and internet from Cox Business for only $89 per month. Plus, ask about office networking. Switch to Cox Business today because every connection matters. Call Cox Business at 1-866-687-0522. That's 1-866-687-0522. Or go to coxbusiness.com. Offer expires July 1st, 2012, and is available to new subscribers in Cox wired serviceable areas of Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Cleveland. Call Cox Business for details. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2012 Cox Communications, New England, Ohio. All rights reserved.
With you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Appreciate the fact that you're hanging out with us on this Wednesday, this Football Wednesday edition. And we are also going to tell you about the Browns and our, well, before I get to that, I want to share with you about that tomorrow is the last day of the Browns mandatory minicamp. We're going to have a lot more for you from that. with, you know, with guests and such that are going to talk about what's going on in the field. And then one more week of OTAs. Next Monday, this coming Monday, the 11th, I want to point out the Browns Foundation, the golf tournament. It's an annual tournament over at Firestone. This show, Cleveland Browns Daily, will broadcast from there. It's going to be a lot of fun because everybody connected with the Browns organization on the golf course on Monday. So we'll be there as well at Firestone. And also, Browns fans unite. Flexible three-game ticket plans start at only $99. Choose three great Browns games at a significant savings over single-game prices. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Do it today. All right, periodically, our own Jameer Howerton sits down with a key Browns player and gets into what he has to say about football and other things off-field. This time around, he sits with Brandon Jackson. Jameer, take it away.
Thanks, Vic. Brandon, it's good to see you back in action on the field with your teammates. How are you feeling?
I feel great to be back out on the field. You know, just taking one day at a time, making sure I stay healthy, getting the maintenance on my body so I can be ready for the season.
Before we talk about the 2012 season, take us back to last season when you suffered your injury during the second preseason game against the Lions. What happened on that play?
I was having a good game, and I was running off tackle to the left side, and a couple of Detroit defenders were on my back, and I guess my bad foot, and you know, just a series of events happened, and I tore my toe. So that led me to be out for the remainder of the season, and it was real tough on me. But you know, it gave me time to sit back and just see the game as it is, and be home with my wife and kids, and get a different aspect, see what my wife do on a daily basis.
How disappointing was that injury for you? Because the Browns definitely had high hopes for your third down skill set as well as your overall abilities.
It was real tough, you know, because at first I was hearing just 3-4 weeks, and then, and you know, they dropped the bombshell on me and said I was out for the season. So that was tough. And then, you know, now coming back, and now when they're saying that they can get it, you can come back off IR. You can have one guy to come back off IR. So that was, mentally it was tough, but I endured it. And, you know, I'm just coming back, just fresh mind, fresh legs, fresh body, and I'm ready to play.
Speaking of fresh mind and fresh body, talk about your support staff during that trying time. Who was that staff?
It was my mother and my brother, especially my wife and my kids. You know, I'll sit at home and I'll talk to my son and I'll tell him, you know, what went on, and you know, he'll just say, "Dad, it'll be all right." I'm his champion. So, you know, he was there for me, you know, when I needed him, when I, you know, just need to humble myself. And you know, my kids, they were very, you know, when things go wrong, I just sit up there and I'll talk to my kids, and you know, I feel better.
Now, once it was declared that you was going to be out for the 2011 season, what was your course of action as you prepared yourself for this year?
Well, for one, it was just to mentally be prepared and not to favor my toe, which everything is going good with that. No problems cutting, no problems, you know, jumping or anything. And, you know, just coming out and continuing forward off my Super Bowl year, and just want to come out and, you know, be a force for the Browns.
Brandon, looking at last season, that running back position was snake bitten by a lot of injuries, and you saw in a lot of cases where guys were being signed and they were expected to come in here and play right away, and a good example of that was Chris Obanaya. Let's talk about last season on the way the Browns running game was affected by those injuries.
Well, you know, when I went out and, you know, thinking that I was a big part of the offense, then, you know, Peyton Hillis was plagued and Monterio was off and on, and when they brought OB in, he kind of sustained the running back position, and you know, they kind of built off of him, and Monterio came back, and Peyton Hillis came back, and you know, they did a good job for the rest of the remainder of the season, and you know, hopefully just come in this year and build off last year and learn from the mistakes that we made, if it's wrong steps, wrong aiming point, or you know, just being healthy health wise and you know, just try to build off of that and come in and have a better campaign.
Let's talk about the mindset of a player when you got to come in for a person like running back Ryan Grant and James Stark, because you were in that position when the Packers were on the Super Bowl run, where you had to come in and step in right away. What is the mindset of a player when you get an opportunity like that to seize the moment?
Well, you know, my running back coach, Edgar Bennett, he used to always tell me, you're one play away. And it was funny how my goals coming into that year, you know, I want to be healthy for the preseason. I want to play in every preseason practice and game. And, you know, I want to be the starter. And it was funny how, you know, I want to win a Super Bowl that year. And, you know, I accomplished all my goals. I had over 1,000 yards total that year. And that year went well for me. So, you know, coming off that year, you know, with Ryan Grant, his injuries, and then later on James Starks coming in to take over the running back position, you know, you have to be mentally prepared for that, which I was, and everything went well that year.
We're joined by running back Brandon Jackson here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Brandon, there's a new face on the field for you. You're still working with your same position coach, but you got a new offensive coordinator. What's it like working with Brad Childress?
Oh, it's great. You know, I played against Brad Childress when I was in Green Bay, and he was in Minnesota. A great offensive mind, and you know, obviously you can tell because, you know, the guys are doing a lot of things different, more detail to me. Rooms and everything, so it's a pleasure to be out there with him and to get to, you know, to you know, dig into his mind and see what, you know, he wants us to be as a player on the field.
Seeing the direction, the way the Browns went in this year's draft, what are your thoughts on the young running back Trent Richardson?
He's a good back. You see a lot of great things in him, you know. So right now you can't just really tell because it's, you know, no hitting or anything like that. But you can tell by the little things he's doing out there, and he could be a great back. You know, just if he just stay consistent, doing the right things, taking care of his body, he'll be a great back.
Competition brings out the best in everyone, and for yourself, Martario Hardesty, both of you guys are coming back from injuries. Looking at the depth and the competition within the Browns' offensive backfield, how much does that motivate you?
Well, competition is the name of the game. If you're not competing, you're not trying, and you're not going forward. So saying that, you know, I'm out here to compete for a job. If it's the starting job, the backup job, special teams job, I'm out here to compete. I'm always willing and ready to you know, to test anybody that's ready to compete with me.
And speaking of that test, just lastly, as you prepare yourself for the season, what parts of the game are you focusing in on?
Well, just focusing on all aspects, you know, the running game, the quick game, the quick passing game, and, you know, just you know, trying to be a better player overall.
Brandon, we wish you the best of luck, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, Jameer, thank you very much. Great stuff from Brandon Jackson. We've got more of your questions, comments from the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily. It is driven by Liberty Ford, and you are listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease a fuel-efficient Focus or Fusion for only $169 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Wings, if you love rings and all kinds of other tempting things, great time, great food, get too quick to take them loose.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and Lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cobb, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get too quick to Steak and
Friday, June 22nd from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., Southeast Harley-Davidson presents the 23rd annual Ferrari Night Car and Motorcycle Show. Raffle tickets are available now to win a 2012 Harley-Davidson Switchback motorcycle with proceeds going to the Ghost Riders Foundation. Enjoy live music from national recording artist Tony Rio and Cleveland artist the Chauncey Shivas Band and a motorcycle stunt show from the Contraband team. Be a part of the fun on Friday, June 22nd at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Browns fans unite. Flexible three-game ticket plans start at just $99. Choose three great Browns games at a significant savings over single-game prices. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today 216-444-CARE or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Did you know that a clean engine helps improve fuel economy? Did you know that reduced engine deposits help improve fuel economy? Cleaner intake valves? That helps improve fuel economy, too. That's why all Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically formulated to help clean intake valves and vital engine parts. To help your engine run cleaner, smoother, produce less emissions, and get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelprogress.com. Exxon and Mobil. Gasoline that works smarter for you. Think clean.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill. You're just in time for Taste the Notes Thursdays when we're offering 20 wines by the half glass for $2, $3, and $4. Discover something new while enjoying an eclectic blend of music to create the perfect symphony of the senses. Hear that? It's the playful melody and dancey effervescence of hop, and it pairs perfectly with Jacob's Creek Moscato. Ready for a change of pace for the ears and palate? Try this adventurous William Hill Chardonnay. Its intense taste progression blends perfectly with jazz blues. And on a high note, with a little acoustic rock and the robust flavors of the Dreaming Tree Cabernet Sauvignon, its blackberry and cherry roots jam with classic aroma. Taste the Notes Thursdays at Bonefish Grill. For a limited time, explore wines by the half glass or enjoy specially priced bottles like Cake Bread Cellar Chardonnay and Stag's Leap Petite Syrah. Bonefish Grill, happiness here. In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
This place to get your tickets is Amazing Tickets. Red Hot Tribe tickets are available for the entire season. Get the seats you want. Great lower levels to box seats behind the dugouts. Contact Mark Klang at Amazing Tickets. 216-591-1800. 216-591-1800. And don't forget, football season will get here before you know it. BrownsTickets.com. Great place to get tickets today. Call Amazing. 216-591-1800 or AmazingTickets.com.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on this Football Wednesday edition. Michael, we're going to answer your questions. Of course, this Ask Vic portion is driven by Liberty Ford. Michael from Facebook, it was Dean from Facebook, yeah. As a team, we back each other up. Dean says, Colt and Brandon can learn from each other. I like where he's going here. Running backs, line, and receivers, everyone will learn from the other. It's a team. If one gets winded, you know, send in his equal, you just pound the crap out of the other teams. Okay. So he wants a team, he says, tough, ready, anxious, stick together. I like the general tone of where he's going with this team concept, because it is something that has to be, regardless of put aside the quarterback, quote, competition, there has to be a sense of these guys feeling together, feeling like they're one, infusion of younger players with players who aren't really old, but are older. And I don't know how that dynamic's fully playing itself out yet. I would be hesitant to tell you that here in early June, the team concepts come together, that everybody's kind of got each other's back and is watching, you know, for each other in the sense of we're all teammates, we're all in this together. I think there's still some level of, it's not skepticism, but some watching among the veteran players of what the younger players are about. That's natural. I've talked with other veterans or other professionals, guys who've been in this game as former pros, about that team dynamic and how, when do veterans start to accept younger players? The answer I got is when the veteran sees the younger player play the position like a pro, like a top end talent. Talent always wins in these observations. So when they look legit, veterans, welcome to the team type of thing. Just being on the team, just having a contract, doesn't mean you're fully indoctrinated to the team. I think the other thing, and the social part of it, sort of comes along, the bonding experiences. Right now, the rookies pretty much travel in their own kind of group. It's natural. They have to, you know, they haven't set up shop here in the Cleveland area yet. They will, and they got training camp to go and so forth. And the veterans are in a different place in that regard. So, but again, this isn't a team that has a lot of aging veterans and young guys. The gap between them is a lot closer. But I think that will come along, and I think you're dead on with the need for that. Douglas, Facebook, Whedon is bigger and stronger than McCoy. Yeah, he's older, but he's got more life experience than the other players. He's got a cannon. Should have been in the national championship with Oklahoma State, and didn't just do short passes and dump passes in college. So there's a support for Douglas. You know, it's interesting, this whole short pass thing did come up in discussion today with Pat Shurmur about those touchdown throws that he had to Justin Blackmon. A lot of them were those shorter sort of, again, those fade patterns, those floaters. But he showed great touch, and that's the best play in the world. A high percentage throw, if you have the touch and can get the ball to the receiver and make the plays. Not enough of those last year. Brandon Whedon can make a difference with that, but so too can the receivers. We want to thank Jimmy Donovan, and we want to thank Brandon Jackson and Jameer Howerton and Drew Boatner and Danielle Lavelli and our great producer, Dave DiNatale. We will see you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.